Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour on a Thursday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Still holding your meats there.
It's cold.
Ooh. Still holding your meats.
Hey, easy go back. Lover, Memorial Day weekend. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go back to your calls. Gunner is in North Andover today. Hi, Gunner.
Hey, good afternoon to you guys. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up, Gunner?
Well, I don't know, we got to stop meeting like this. I call in the morning and I come in the afternoon. Well, the comment I was going to make was regarding Tom Curran's article. And I'm sorry, Beetle, but as far as I'm concerned, I agree with what he's saying. I think he's trying to do both sides of it. You know, Tom Brady was here, you know, 20 years, six championships. And I've been a long-time Patriots fan, and, you know, finally, you know, I always see all these other people like Joe Flacco. They win the Super Bowl, and they get these big contracts. All these quarterbacks get these big contracts. You even get a couple of quarterbacks to get big contracts with all this money, and now he won the Super Bowl. And I think that, you know, I think he deserves what he got. And then one of you guys made a comment this morning, I can't remember which one it was, it was so long ago, about him treating the practice at that high school, you know, like he's a rookie. He's trying to get, you know, to not only learn the system, but also trying to mesh with the other players, you know, the wideouts and stuff like that. And, you know, the other quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was there as well. And then I sort of feel like he's trying, you know, really hard because this is a new team. And I think that this would be the same as it, when they first drafted him and he was having to stand behind Drew Bledsoe, waiting for his opportunity to try to mesh with the team and everything else. And I think that's important. I don't see a problem with the OTAs and, you know, him wanting to spend time with his family. I think the statement when he made it and about the letter he got from his wife, I think that's true as well. You know, I just feel like at this point, it's a new team. He's trying to mesh with his players. He's trying to gel with them. And like I said before, when I called last time about the controversy with the kicker that they got through the draft, his football performance is going to speak volumes. You know, we haven't even played yet. And last but not least, I'll get off of here. I love your guys' commentary. But the one thing I want to tell you is I'm, like I said, I'm a diehard Patriots fan. Mm-hmm. And we're going back. I'm going to get my age away. You know, back to Jim Plunkett and Steve Grogan. You know, and then I got away from a little bit. And then the moment that they went on the Super Bowl run and they started winning all these Super Bowl championships, I'm there with them. I'm a football fan first, diehard Patriots fan second. And I'm glad he's getting his. They broke him off, $50 million. I just think that it should have came a little sooner than later. The opportunities, the Patriots could have kept him. It didn't do it. Now I am a big fan of Tom Brady. I went and waited and got his jersey at the end.
Okay. We went 2:45 there. Wanted to give you ample time since you did wait a long time to get on. Great. That's wonderful. But you've just got to admit now, he wanted to spend more time with his family because, in his opinion, and his, again, what he said publicly and stated publicly, he wasn't doing enough on the home front and at home, and he wanted to commit himself to his family. That is a very noble thing that he did, and I am all for that. But now that he is not doing that and going out onto the high school field to work with the receivers, you now have to admit that his family life has suffered. And he's right back at square one, not doing enough on the home front.
Yeah, the preamble for this is, it's
cut and dry. I guess it's unfortunate. I feel bad for his family that Tom Brady has not been able to commit to them to the same level he has in the last few years, because from what we understand, that went really well for them, and their marriage is in a better place, and he's got a better relationship with everything on the home front now. His home life has been much better. Well, now I feel bad for his family now, because now it's clearly suffering that he's been going out and doing these workouts.
Well, I feel like it didn't take long for us to reach, at least for me, to reach a saturation point with the preambles. And it kind of reminds me of the Josh Gordon discussions, where everybody felt the need, as I understand, and I felt the need too, to preface everything with, look, I only want what's best for Josh Gordon. If this is what it takes, and blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, unless you're a monster, then we all feel the same way about him as we do about Brady. No one's going to begrudge him wanting to spend more time with his family. And I don't think, for the most part, the overwhelming majority of people have a problem with him wanting to get together with his new teammates to make a go of it there in Tampa. Can we just pick it up from that point? Okay, so yes, He like everyone else, it should be a basic human right. You spend quality time with your family. Good. Got it. Nobody blames him for that. He wants to work with his note. We got it. He wants to work with it. How do you feel about him not doing that in New England the last couple of years, or doing it as much as he used to? And I say it's okay to be a little Polly Pissy Pants about it. If you as a Patriots fan look at that and say, can you believe this? This guy's down there organizing the voluntary workouts, asking for the names and phone numbers of everybody on the team the second he signs so he can get them together and start throwing again. This is the same guy who wouldn't go to OTAs so he could go off and do other stuff?
And
you're telling me, no, you're being a baby if you complain about that? I'm saying that if you're a Patriots fan, you are 100% within your rights to look at that and give it a sideways glance and say, this guy.
I feel burned because I defended him. I defended him for that. I said, come on, this guy's been in the league 18, 19 years now. What, we're gonna get on him now when he's still playing at a Super Bowl winning level? When he just won the Super Bowl again for the sixth time in his career, and you're complaining that he's not out there with Jacoby Myers and all these guys who I think suck?
The like, play dips, you crucify him.
I defended him.
You ain't got enough. You don't have a word to stand on.
I defended him in saying that, and also saying, you know what? You know, I get it. Like, his kids are older now, and he wants to spend more time with his kids. You sort of have to take that if you're going to have a quarterback who's approaching 20 years in the league. That doesn't apply to every player. Not every player is in their 40s and is getting to a later stage of their life. And so if you want Tom Brady in your team, I guess that's just something you got to deal with. And so I said, okay, you know what? Yeah, he's being genuine. He wants to spend more time with his family. He needs to find. They're going to have to figure a way around that. But now I find out that wasn't true. So my defense of him was a waste of time because that wasn't true. Because if it was true, again, his family must be suffering greatly right now in Tampa Bay without him on the home front doing the same things he's been doing for the last few years. And that's unfortunate because, again, I don't know how you can say, of course it was about his family, and how Tommy Curran is calling anyone who doubts that a dink for even dare suggesting that was now bullcrap in hindsight. I mean, for his family's sake, I hope it was bullcrap. You know, I hope everything has been okay on the family front the entire time because I know I'm a dink for having my doubts that maybe in hindsight things weren't that bad for him. And maybe it was just about him being pissed off at Bill Belichick and being pissed off about his contract and being pissed off about, as we said during camp, who's number 88 out there on the field? Was it 88 Jacoby Myers was wearing? Do you remember that?
Was it like 54?
Whatever it was. It was some ridiculous number. Who's this guy? And so,
good times.
If you defended it and you think that was real, then you have to then say, oh, wow, things must not be good at home now because he has found all this time to go have these workouts on the high school field. That's all. That's just keeping things in order here.
This is what he did here.
He
worked out at Brookline. He worked out at BC. He did all this. He went to UCLA. He worked out wherever he was. So this isn't anything new. He's like, oh, it's new now. No, he's worked out all the time.
So he was doing the same level of work in the offseason last year and the year before as he's doing now.
Yep.
He's doing with I would disagree
Harry,
with you.
With Nikhil Harry. Okay. Yeah. Well,
I would disagree.
I know a little more.
Okay, so tell us everything that happened. That one time in Brookline, they threw at the house from Nikhil Harry. How many other times did they throw?
They went to two other high school fields. BC was opened up to them. I know when he went out to the West Coast, UCLA was opened up with him. He threw with Burton's kid there. He organized some stuff with the receivers there. There's multiple times.
Which receivers
now,
were at that
one time on Tampa? I don't know which exactly receivers, but they're collegiate receivers that Burton got together.
Oh, they weren't Patriots receivers? They were collegiate receivers?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell is that? What good is that?
Okay, it doesn't apply at all. It's just throwing routes.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't apply to that. Working right. out with your teammates is different
right.
than getting out for a throwing session.
You're right. It has nothing to do with dropping back or three-step or five-step drops and throwing an in-cut or go route or corner route.
But that's yep. working
Those
on yourself versus working with your team. Those are two different activities, though. You don't
That's getting yourself
that
ready
are,
to play the sport of football, where you thought he was just filling up the cup with his family at home, and all he's doing is just family-related stuff and not doing any
okay.
football stuff.
I think Tom Brady's always been ready to play football.
He carries his own
always.
Helmet. He carries his own shoulder pads, his knee pads, everything. He simulates the game time situation more so than anybody in practice that I've ever seen. So, that's just thrown to high school kids.
Yes, I would say that's different than getting together with okay. a half a dozen teammates. I think those are two different activities.
Then none of those
I
count.
Do.
Okay.
No, I didn't say they don't count. I mean, the guy's always had himself ready to go. I never doubt his ability to go out and perform and be, you know, a quarterback. But working with your teammates is different than going and throwing with guys who play for UCLA. And my question would be, if you have the time to go to UCLA and throw with college kids, why are you not throwing with your own guys? I didn't know that it happened. Why wasn't he throwing with his own guys then? Why not get them to UCLA? All right, action update here. We'll get to the action update, get you caught up on whatever it is they're watching. Marble? Can you gamble on the marble races? I got to bring this up later on. We'll get
Where
to that.
Where would you even do that at?
Coming up in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you love me while I'm walking out that door?
Uh-huh. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. You want to jump on board? We welcome your calls here on this Thursday, noontime hour. Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy is in our Town Fair Tire Studios.
That's right.
Doing a hell of a job.
Thank you.
He sure is.
Thank you. T-Bone's been here. T-Bone's been here every day.
He has.
Spiller's here today.
Spiller. I don't know that the Spiller nickname is going to catch.
Well, CJ is absolutely going to.
Who's Spiller?
A corporate gym.
I got a nickname for him.
What?
So you know the movie Old School?
I do.
Remember when Vince Vaughn comes with his kids and there's Frank with the hockey stick and he's breaking stuff when they first move in? You got to start swearing?
Yeah.
When Jim comes around, all we do is yell earmuffs.
Oh, you want to call me earmuffs?
Jim has a company. I like earmuffs better than Spiller.
Corporate Jim. We're talking now earmuffs.
When we have gossip, Jim has to become earmuffs.
he might be breaking some HR rules here. Earmuffs.
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 We have something to actually talk about.
Yeah. Jim, gossip, earmuffs.
Got an email yesterday from Rick on some of our Bruins and NHL thoughts yesterday.
Oh.
Rick down on the Cape.
Listener email?
Yeah, listener email, Rick on the Cape. This is a good email. Okay. Nice. He goes after me, and I really I appreciated his take and his criticism of me. He says, can you just stop Beetle acting and saying how the Bruins are so going to get chested if 20 to 24 teams get in this revised playoff? Straight up, all the teams are in the same boat. The Bruins are not the 80s Oilers, so stop talking about them like they are. They're one of the top teams for sure, but they are not light years ahead of anyone, i.e. Tampa Bay, the Capitals, the Penguins. The stats will tell you that. The Bruins have 26 losses in OT and regulation. Points mean nothing in the playoffs. It's all about winners and losers. I watch hockey, and I will tell you the Florida Panthers have enough talent to beat anyone in a seven-game series, period. Parity is the NHL game right now. So maybe there's the last two or three teams that are not good. But right now, 1 through 8, it's wide open, buddy. Even 9 or 10 has some talent. I said this in November. There will be two good teams in the East that will miss the playoffs. Good teams, he reiterates. He says, lastly, stop saying that the layoff hurts the Bruins.
Yeah.
Just the opposite. They're older guys. They got a chance to get rested and have a rejuvenated body, especially Chara. The layoff benefits them. Stop looking for an easy road. If they're the best, as you say, play the better teams. Don't avoid them. Sorry, but their run last year was easier than it should have been. If they get bounced and won in the first round, own it. Tampa got bounced last year, and they were far and away better than the Bees are this year. Enjoy the run, whatever it is, and just stop. Be objective. That's what he said.
All right.
That is Rick on the Cape on the Bruins talk yesterday.
Two things. T-Bone has analyzed this email, and he believes that he meant cheated and not chested.
Yeah. I think so. After reading that out loud, yes.
The A and the S are right next to each other on the keyboard, so that is a understandable mistake. Number two, I am with him in that I do not think the Bruins will be hurt by the layoff. I think if anything, it'll help them, especially the older guys.
At
the very least, they're not going to be hurt by it more than other teams. They're not going to be somehow put at a disadvantage because of the layoff any more than any other team would be put at a disadvantage or an advantage. I think it's pretty equal across the league. Every team has some number of players that are going to benefit from the rest and some number of players who are going to be somehow put at a disadvantage because they didn't keep their legs and they don't have the requisite skills or experience to just kind of, you know, go from 0 to 60 in 1 second flat. So I think it's pretty even across. So I would agree with him on that point.
Hey, do we have the Marchand sound? I'm sorry I didn't ask for this beforehand. I know we were looking for it yesterday. If we do, let me know. I said yesterday, the only reason I started thinking about this was hearing Krug talk about it and hear Marchand talk about it, and I know it's been an important point that Zoe has made repeatedly, like, hey, when you're an older team and you're going to get going, that's going to take a little bit of time. And so, okay, you know what? I'm sort of coming around to this way of thinking that you've sort of laid out, because as I said yesterday, Hardy, they will benefit in playing under these unusual circumstances. Because of their veterans, because of the guys who have been through a lot in their careers and have won some and have lost some, and I think that's valuable experience too. I thought that was valuable experience when they played last year in the finals, that they know what it's like to lose. They know what it's like to be on the losing end of that. Now they know what it's like to be on the losing end of that twice. But I do think that they're older guys, and there's a lot of them on this team, not necessarily old, but veteran players that have been around a little bit, will serve them well to have that leadership on this team dealing with sort of the unknown of it. I don't think they will be rattled by whatever the conditions are that they play with. And I would agree, over the course of the playoffs, you're going to get a much better Chara. You'll probably get a better Krejci and a better Bergeron, and the guys that have been around for a while are going to be rested and rejuvenated. I said that and agree with that point. I'm worried about just the first round. That's what I'm a little bit worried about. And it really comes down to how it looks when we see it, how it's going to look and how they play coming out of the gate. But if they come out and the older guys are struggling a little bit, I think what Rick's saying is too bad. You should hammer them anyway, that they failed. And if they get bounced in the first round, own it and crush them like you did the Tampa Bay Lightning of a year ago. Will that be fair to do, Hardy?
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think it's unfair, or I guess I don't disagree with the other thing that the emailer is right about in terms of the parity. It's not just this year. Last year is a great example. You have a team that was, you know, the worst, you know, dead last. They were awful, the St. Louis Blues. And then months later, they cement themselves as being a formidable presence, mostly because of their defense, and they end up winning the Stanley Cup. I don't think it's out of the question to think that, you know, good teams are going to get popped should they resume playing, and that you're still going to have good teams that end up being the two left standing at the very end of it. But this just opens up a lot more scenarios. And, you know, you don't have the benefit of, you know, what I'll call, for argument's sake here, a recency bias. You know, you're not going to be able to look back at how teams played toward the end of a regular season, or how a starting goaltender looked, or how they looked when they really needed to get themselves in. No, you're going to have to go off of what you saw months ago. And there are going to be some surprises. And I know for me, especially, because I didn't watch a lot of out-of-market hockey during the regular season, that's something I think we all start to do, or many of us start to do, in the spring. And then in the playoffs, in the first couple of rounds, that's when, I mean, how much time do you have in your day? You know, how much time do you have to set up and especially watch, like, West Coast games, for crying out loud? So that's when I start to formulate and really solidify some of my opinions on these other teams. If they jump right in with the playoffs, I'm going to be hard pressed, you know, to pick out who I think is going to do what based on anything other than what did they do back in January and February. I'll take a look at the records. I'll try and look at some stuff, but otherwise, there's going to be a lot of surprises should they be able to resume it. And the Bruins won't be immune to that either.
I see your Brady calls and also thoughts on the Bruins as well. We've talked about a lot today, whether it be Mookie Betts and his money and Disney World welcoming the NBA possibly. We'll get your calls on all of this, I promise, right after we get to headlines. Here's Hardy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
(617) 779-0985, the telephone number. Why don't we go back to your calls on everything, all the items of the day, if you will.
Grilling. We could talk grilling. It's that season.
Absolutely.
There's another big thing, too. You got to clean your grill. Don't just roll the grill out from last year and light that sucker up. You got to get in there and get to clean it.
So you shouldn't leave charred remnants of meat on there from last year. You're saying scrape that off?
I would scrape it off.
Important tip. All right. Most people don't.
And not many people know this, that there's a tray underneath that you could slide out that catches all that crap. And it's one of the most disgusting things you'll ever see.
Ooh. I hate to disagree with you. I think people are aware. You got to clean the grill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That there's a tray.
Do you put aluminum foil on that tray?
No, I replaced it. It depends on your grill setup. Mine has a tray, but then also has a tray under the tray.
Yes, we have a Weber, so it's got multiple trays. And then we have the
Weber
drip pan
that catches. Yeah, and you can buy the little Weber tinfoil drip catchers.
Yeah,
that's
what I do. I buy those, and then you can take those. But you still have to pull out the big tray too,
right?
From time to time, and scrape that off. Let's go to Pat, who's in the car. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So, what's up, Pat?
Fellow Boston Terp here. I think
nice.
He's got something cooking up in college.
He does. He got to his brother now. Let's go.
Yeah, we got a 5-star wide receiver from LSU. Had committed to LSU. Got him to swap out, but wanted to call and talk about Brady. You know, I'm getting kind of sick of the Tommy Kearns of the world. Obviously, Brady is the GOAT. We all love him. He's the reason I have some of the greatest sports moments of my life, best gamble wins of my life. But, you know, it was clear towards the end here he was definitely checked out. And I don't think it mattered early on because, I mean, he had Gronk, he had Edelman.
When did he check out to you? Like, what was the period he checked out to you?
I think the last 2 seasons or so when he wasn't going to OTAs. I mean, it didn't really show up as much when he had Gronk and Edelman and White, guys he's been with. But once Gronk leaves, that's fundamentally changing your offense, taking away a Hall of Fame tight end. And he didn't put in the work. And the fact that he's out there throwing with UCLA wide receivers and now doing Tampa Bay, like, practices, organizing those, just is worse. Like, it looks like he didn't want to practice with any of the Patriots receivers.
Right.
He would throw to anyone else but Patriots receivers.
Now, I don't think Tom Brady robbed the Patriots of any titles or anything like that. Let's not get crazy. And, of course, they won it against the Rams 2 seasons ago. But it's hard for me not to think that maybe if the offseason had gone a little different last year, that they're not losing at home to the Titans in the first round. And maybe they eventually lose the next week anyway. But at least they'd be playing the next week. Or maybe they wouldn't have blown the bye like they did at the end of the season last year. I don't know. It's just, it's hard in hindsight not to start thinking about those things.
Like, please, yeah,
maybe, maybe if things
bye,
were just a couple
blew
of plays.
The Steven Jackson game down in Miami. Did Brady give up on that season? When he was throwing to Matt Slater out in Denver?
No, that was 5 years ago, though, so I don't know how it's relevant. Brady was doing – I mean, there's no criticism of Brady about 2015 anywhere from anybody.
Okay. All right.
No, so Garoppolo was here then. He wasn't giving up.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jim.
Good job,
Thanks,
Jim.
Thanks, earmuffs.
I haven't heard anyone get on Brady for his work in 2015. I don't think anyone's gone down that road. Or 2016, no one's complaining about those years. It was about the last 2 years. That's what the sort of critique has been. Let's go to Greeny in Milford. Hi, Greeny.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey.
What's happening?
What's going on in Milford?
Nothing much. Things are still cool out here. I just got one question.
You got a good Chinese place over there behind the hotel. What's the name of that?
It used to be the Pago Pago.
That is the Pago Pago.
Yeah, Pago Pago, but that's been closed. Best Chinese place in the East Coast.
Oh, we
so good
there,
they closed.
We stayed there. We stayed there. We used to hit that. No, we used to hit that Burger King on the way in, get two for one Whoppers to our meetings, and everybody went to Pago Pago.
Yeah. My question was with Brady. Why is everybody on him? The OTA. I think, and you know, was one of the superior athletes in the NFL when you were playing. Why do you think he actually got soured when they gave him the last contract and had it was incentivated? I mean,
well, he signed it.
I know he did, but it's probably the best, probably arguably one of the best players ever to play the game. I think he might have got a little soured by then. Then you see this information out there that he knew the end, the beginning of last season, it was it for him. So the issues are coming up. It's like, well, he's playing with his. He's bringing his other receivers in from Tampa Bay. I see that. That's the way he's done it his whole career.
Except for the last 2 years, of course. But, yes, for most of his career, he's done it exactly how he's doing it right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, people all get their arms up. He's in that.
Right.
20 years.
You get a nasty letter from your wife, things change. And I don't know when that letter came in. And that could be a big part of it.
Well, he should be checking the mailbox because he might get another one any day now.
Now, would she mail it, or would she just hand it to him?
I'm joking.
There's nothing worse than waking up, putting on your little...
I mean, she supports the Postal Service. She wants to be using up those forever stamps right now.
I just like to envision it all in my mind. How does it work?
I see her putting it
in a scented envelope, right, and tied with a ribbon, all right? And it's one of those envelopes where... I'm not a stationary guy, but it's kind of frayed around the edges. It's not that, business envelope, paper cut edge to it. It's kind of frayed and looks like, the dog got after
it. I imagine it like a movie scene where the window is open, where the wind is blowing in and she's wearing some flowing dress and Careless Whisper is playing.
Now
what is it?
Creepy.
What is it, Hardy?
Here's what happens. You know exactly how it happens. He wakes up because he wears those Tom Brady pajamas, the nice loose ones, the fit ones, the black ones, right? Because it helps him breathe, doesn't sweat, doesn't overheat. He comes out of bed. He puts on his little UGG slippers right there next to the bed like any old man does. Puts on his white robe, stands up, walks to the door to open his door to his bedroom and looks down, and there's a little envelope underneath the door. And he picks that envelope
up. Stop, please. Separate bedrooms?
No. Maybe slept in that day. And she got up, and she was so pissed off that she said, or maybe she wasn't even around. Maybe she took the kids and left.
Jesus.
Wow.
This is really dark.
Okay. Yeah. Huh.
Maybe she wasn't even around.
Maybe she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he steps out, and there's an envelope on the floor of the hallway outside the bedroom door.
And it's an ultimatum, yes. Here's what's going to happen. And if it doesn't, here's what else is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to more of your calls next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Couple of listener emails coming in. Go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Also, make sure to download our app for your mobile device. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to tell your smart speakers to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Got some emails coming in on a variety of topics. A lot of them on the contract topic from earlier in the show, Hardy, about guys who blew it by turning down a deal and waiting for more. Yep. And how that could happen for Mookie Betts by no fault of his own, outside circumstances that, you know, apply to everybody, such as this pandemic. Nerlens Noel, this one from Kevin. He says, different sport, but same idea. Nerlens Noel turned down a 4-year, $70 million offer at the start of 2017. Since then, he has made just over $8 million. That, according to Kevin. Neil, the prolific emailer, Neil Collins, who always brings it. He says, after the 2013 season, the Nationals offered Ian Desmond a 7-year, $105 million contract. He turned it down, telling Adam Kilgore of the Washington Post at the time, I don't want to sign a deal that is so bad that a future shortstop gets screwed because I signed a terrible deal. I'm not going to be that guy, that kink in the chain.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a fair deal, or I'm just going to wait.
I'm doing it for the union.
In the 6 years from 2014 to 2019, Desmond earned over that time $70.5 million. He was scheduled to make $15 million this year, but obviously he's not going to make that money. So Ian Desmond has already lost somewhere between $25 and $30 million after crapping all over the offer that he had on the table. Just a couple of examples of guys that blew it by not taking what was offered to them. By the way, from Neil as well, he wanted to let Ken know that even though he did not do his taxes or file taxes, that even people who did not file taxes in 2018 or 2019 are still eligible for the $1,200 stimulus check.
Bull crap.
He sent a link and sent the screen grab of the IRS website that does, in fact, say that. There's a special place on the website to go put in your information so that you get your money.
Well, send it to me because I got to get my daughter on that.
I don't know.
Isn't your daughter a dependent?
Yeah, but she worked.
Doesn't matter. If you're a dependent, you don't qualify. Christopher emailed in that when you were talking grilling earlier, he wants to know if you intended to say baked beans and not green beans.
Baked beans.
Baked beans. That makes way more. That makes way more sense now.
Who would say green beans?
You said you. Green beans.
Oh no! You put a can of Bush's. I even said Bush's.
You said Bush's green beans.
They don't even make green beans.
I don't know if they do or not, but I was like, okay, green
it's
beans.
Green
that's
beans,
interesting.
Orange juice, powdered sugar. You mix it up, and it is delightful. You can throw some bacon in here.
Oh, what you need to do now is get your ass down to the Stop and Shop and tell all the people wandering the canned food aisles they can stop looking for the Bush's green beans.
Okay, right. Here's another emailer just came in that says, "Is Zoe suggesting that Giselle and the kids moved out before the start of last season? And does that explain the offer to allow alleged sex offender Antonio Brown to stay on the property while Tom was living there alone?"
A little bit much information right there. Giselle was in the house when Antonio lived there.
Where are you staying, honey?
Did he take his shoes off?
Maybe she take just started to move off, out honey. Her stuff.
How are your lawsuits, honey?
It says it appears the marriage was on the rocks, and Tom did what he thought was best for his family rather than his a-hole head coach. That's a strong email. Very strong.
A little much.
Very strong. But if you're choosing between – now, obviously, if you're choosing between Bill Belichick or your wife and your kids, you should choose your wife and kids. Yes. That is, I don't disagree with that. 617-779-0985. Joe is in Pembroke, but he's got a topic related to Cape Cod for you, Zoe.
What do you got, Hi, Joe? Give me something on the Cape.
What's up, Zoe? I'm in Sidgwood Harbor right now, and I could not see more seals. They're coming. We got to get rid of them, man. The great white's going to be everywhere.
You got a gun?
No gun.
You got a hook?
Yeah, we got a hook. They
take a ride out.
Right off the line.
Take a ride out. Just take a little spin out on the boat. Yeah.
Yeah, come down. Come down to Sidgwick Harbor tomorrow.
I don't want to go anywhere where the seals are. You understand that, right?
Well, we're not going in the water. We can just take care of them.
You ever see a big one float by your boat?
Yep.
Girth on it? On an 18-footer?
We were at minus flight yesterday and probably, what'd you say, 100 or 200 pounds? I don't know. Big seal went right behind the boat, we had a fish, took the bait
Don't worry.
Right off.
Skoma will be there soon taking pictures telling you how cute the seals are. Don't worry. That's coming.
Are you back to being on Skoma's bad side?
Never.
I thought you and Skoma kissed and made up.
No, that's Keith Lockhart.
Didn't you bump into a guy that runs Skoma's boat and they invited you out on the boat?
No. No, I bumped into another guy that's a competitor of Skoma and said he would take me out from Woods Hole.
Oh.
My friends work at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. They're the ones that are out at sea. They're not big Skoma people.
Okay.
His nickname is Kurt Schilling.
What? Wait, his name's Kurt Schilling?
His nickname is Kurt Schilling.
Skoma. Oh, his nickname.
Red Light. Red Light.
What?
Loves the red light. Love when the light's on.
I thought you made up with Skoma.
Exactly. I just said that.
I never said anything with Skoma.
You
He invited you out on the boat. You said you were going to go out on the boat.
No, weren't you at the bank?
Weren't you at that bank appearance?
No, it was the I was at a bank appearance, but the great shark, the great white shark protective conservancy came up to me and said, "We would love to have you come down." This has nothing to do with Skoma.
They were
going to take me out. No Skoma relation whatsoever. They want me to be there when they lift one of these things out of the water. I said, that's awesome. I would love to do that.
So, okay. All right.
Now, this is not a Skoma thing. It was the Great White. What the hell was it? Was it Cape Cod? Great White Protect? I don't know what it was. I got the guy's card.
The Great White Conservancy?
Yes. Thank you. Right. He has a picture of a great white shark on the front going, arr. Jones is still doing that bear versus shark thing. That's how out of content Jones is at this point again. He's resurfaced that.
I don't think that's indicative of being out of content. That's just playing the hits, baby. And shark v bear. That's got
shark.
Legs. One of them has legs. But we could ramp that up again right now.
So you guys are laughing. I was watching Frontier Alaska the other night, and Hardy, I did that quack, 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 that quack. When the bear was standing still and it came at him, and all he had was that bow, and he couldn't do anything, and he's yelling, wah,
Oh, yeah. And he's fiddling around, and the arrow is falling off.
That was funny as hell. That was funny as hell.
Reaching back into his quiver and trying to get that bear.
Root for the bear there. The fact you don't have a pistol in your pocket is your problem, bro.
All right, we've got some, I wouldn't call it breaking news, but something you want to hear about, something that is related to documentaries. And, of course, with The Last Dance just coming to a close, we want more sports docs. There's going to be a sports doc about the guy we've been spending some time talking about today, and that would be Tom Brady. The details right after headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho. Fresh out the frying pan.
So during the last segment, I was on Twitter and I saw a tweet from ESPN with a trailer attached to it about Tom Brady. And in the middle of the segment, I sent it to Jim and Tom and I said, what is this? I can't listen to it, obviously. What the hell is this thing? And so I still haven't been able to hear it, but it's called Man in the Arena, apparently. Tom Brady. And they posted a trailer 12 minutes ago now. It's a minute and 18 seconds. Do we have that ready to play?
Realizing my potential has been what my career has been all about. Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come. But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey.
Man in the Arena, Tom Brady, coming to ESPN in 2021. This will be
this does not start tonight.
This will be much like The Last Dance. This is apparently going to be 9 parts.
Oh, great.
9 parts.
Nice. Let me ask you this. Does TJ to DJ have the balls to play PSA when Brady takes the field next year in Gillette?
To play what?
PSA.
What's that?
Jay-Z.
Oh.
His song he runs out.
Oh.
According to Deadline, which reports on, you know, Hollywood and TV and stuff, they say the series will be Brady's firsthand account of the most iconic moments of his career, including each of his 9 Super Bowl appearances as the quarterback of the Patriots. This is according to Mike Fleming Jr. reporting on it. There will be smaller, seemingly insignificant instances that became pivotal events and paved the path of the future Hall of Famer's journey, which takes a new chapter after his move to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And obviously you just heard the you just heard what Brady sort of says as a tease, that it's about him looking back on his career. It's being co-produced by ESPN, 199 Productions, which is Brady's new company that he has put together, as well as Gautam Chopra, who we know was the guy behind Tom versus Time. And 199, Tom Brady's company, much like Michael Jordan's company, put together a biographical series. Brady will be doing the same for ESPN next year. Nine parts. That's what you're going to get.
How long do you think you've been working on this?
I don't know. I'm wondering if he had enough time to work on it this offseason. I know that, you know, offseason is for filling up the bucket.
Probably post-Chopra.
It's probably been for a while, right?
I don't know. Probably once Tom versus Time came out, I think, whoa, look at this. We got something here.
If he's still with the Patriots, do they release this?
Yeah, I think so, because they already did Tom versus Time.
Sure. This is a career documentary, though. This is looking back on my career. But
while
that's still
he's
going
still
on, by
playing.
The way.
That's what is that's the only thing I really find like off-putting about this. You're still playing. What's with the retrospective? What's with the giving yourself a lifetime achievement award?
I don't know. Darrell Revis had a football life and he was still playing.
A football life is an hour long.
Though. And someone else produces it.
Yeah, this is a
you don't do it for yourself.
A nine part series that you have a hand in producing while you're still playing. This guy.
I just think it's one more reason to believe that he knew he was gone after this year. It's a clear cutting. It's a benchmark point. If this is the Patriots' career's over, this is my career documentary with the Patriots.
I mean, Tom versus Time was, you know, didn't exactly jive with the Patriot way, you know, of being all about the team. When you're doing a show simply about yourself, this is another show about yourself, but it takes it even a step further, where it's yourself, where you self-examine all of the achievements that you had with the team. Right? The Tom versus Time, I get what you're saying, Jim. Tom versus Time is like, here's
a glimpse
into my life.
That's
here's a reality show. This is what I do. This is what my job and my life entail. This is going back over everything I've done as a New England
Patriot. Here's my story.
Here's the question. Do you think there will be anything in there about being a Tampa Bay Buck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're saving episode 10.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is that episode 10 for a later date? My life is a Tampa Bay Buck.
How's this thing going to look? How is the promotion, the rollout going to go for this if he goes 8-8 in Tampa and doesn't look all that good? I mean, doesn't that – this is why you wait. This is why Jordan didn't have a hand in producing his own 10-part docuseries while he was stinking it up with that other team that no one likes to talk about. And there's a fair number of people who just assume that he stopped playing basketball altogether after they won the NBA championship in 1998. This is why you don't do this. And this is certainly why you don't start rolling it out now while your career is at a major moving point and you're going off and trying to prove some form of continued greatness before you've taken snap number one in a game with another team. I mean,
or it could go the other way, Hardy. He could win the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and it makes it even better.
Uh-huh.
And he could, right? I mean,
rolling
just being fair,
he could.
Rolling the dice, yeah.
Or you could, you know, rolling the dice, or you could just not do a 9-part docuseries about yourself.
No, say he does go down. say he plays well. Say he plays well this year, and they go to the playoffs and all that. Then it's like, hey, it was my way. It was my way.
So, are you upset this is on ESPN? How much time did you spend ripping ESPN on behalf of Tom Brady?
Point, Jim.
It's Chris Mortensen narrating it.
I'm asking you, do you have a problem this being on ESPN?
Yeah, I got a little problem with it. I can't stand ESPN.
Is this like shove it in your face week by Tom Brady?
Brady's something else, man. This month he's made friends with Goodell, and he's playing grab ass with Goodell on the COVID challenges, and now he's in business with ESPN. Thanks for the support, New England. That's okay. I'm good with both of those people now.
Oh, and I'm going to practice with my teammates in the offseason now, too.
Easy, Jim. Five guys he threw to.
Next week, he's going to come out.
Now he's running OTAs.
Next week, he's going to come out and admit that he did deflate the footballs.
Yeah.
That's going to be next week's drop. Oh, and by the way, yeah, they were all right about it, too. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. It was no big deal. They overreacted, but I did it.
I was playing catch with my kid outside last night, the Under Armour football. It's a 495, so it's the bigger, more legal regulation that he's going to use next year. So I pumped it up, and I took it out. We're playing catch. He goes, hey, hang on, Daddy. Runs inside. He gets the little bike pump, takes the needle off. I go, what are you doing? He goes, letting the air out a little bit. I like the way it feels. So how you like the way the ball feels, guys?
Next thing you know,
yeah, I wonder if that'll be covered in the 9-part docuseries. Yeah. How he was giving all the goodies over to the guys who were letting the air out of the footballs for him.
Yeah. Next week there's going to be a Zoom call moderated by Jim Gray, where Ted Wells and Tom Brady hash out their differences.
Let me know. You know what? I'm not going to watch this thing, but let me know what episode they chronicle him destroying his phone, so he doesn't have to hand it over to the NFL. I'd like to watch that. This guy, you know, this guy, he's unbelievable. Greatest quarterback of all time. 6 Super Bowl rings. He's got more in store. He's got more in store post-playing career. He started his own production company. Oh, my God. He's
making
teamed up with the guys.
About himself.
What's he going to do? Well, his first project, it is a sports documentary. Yeah. Oh, okay. What's it about? Himself.
Like you've never demolition of a phone.
Let me think. Nope.
Or a computer.
Yeah, but not because I was being forced to hand it over to authorities in the course of an investigation. Wait a second. You think Tom Brady destroyed his phone just because he got a new phone?
I think he has 6 phones.
All right. Why would you have 6 phones?
Why are you defending him now in the Deflategate thing? You have said you are on the record as saying you thought they were doing it, and thought they were doing it under his direction.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
Nobody cared. But now
I don't care either.
There were no rules.
But yeah, now that he's his own production. Well, instead of running for senator, the first thing he's going to do before he becomes president of the world is he's going to start a production company, because the man knows all and sees all. Oh, really? What's he going to produce? A documentary about himself. Get out of here. Stop it.
That's all they're going to make is Tom Brady movies.
Just another, the guy won't let you like him. He just won't. I want to like him so bad. He won't let me.
Oh, all of a sudden this makes you not like him.
Oh, he's been so likable up till now. It's enough. How many times can I say this? It's enough to be the greatest quarterback of all time. It's enough to win 6 Super Bowls for the team that you're rooting for. It's incredible. I love it. Except when he starts doing stuff like this. He starts pushing his Corona cure. Or now he's producing a 9-part documentary about himself while he's still playing.
Corona cure.
What's that?
It didn't say Corona cure.
No, it just said in these uncertain times, when you want to boost your immunity against viruses, take this. So you didn't come out and say Corona. You're right. A thousand apologies.
Right.
He didn't want to go the whole seatbelt for your brain route again.
Between
that and Alex not wanting to get into it with the Federal Trade Commission on saying Supreme Greens cures cancer, you know, he had to ease it back a little bit. Hey, Hardy and Zoe and Jim and T-Bone, have you guys heard about these marble races?
No.
I have seen videos. That's it.
They're fast. You have to watch till the end. You can't stop watching.
Okay.
I
want to get to this. Exactly, Zoe. That was the spot I was in
last night.
I want to get to this today. So why don't we plan on doing that coming up? And, of course, your calls on Brady, too. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan.
So during the last segment, I was on Twitter, and I saw a tweet from ESPN with a trailer attached to it about Tom Brady. And in the
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.